She had noticed the speaker more than once amongst the first-class passengers. There had been a hint of mystery about him, which had appealed to her imagination. He spoke to no one. If anyone spoke to him, he was quick to rebuff the overture. Also, he had a nervous way of looking over his shoulder with a swift, suspicious glance. She noticed now that he was greatly agitated. There were beads of perspiration on his brow. He was evidently in a state of overmastering fear, and yet he did not strike her as the kind of man who would be afraid to meet death. "Yes?" Her grave eyes met his inquiringly. He stood looking at her with a kind of desperate irresolution.
"It must be," he muttered to himself. "Yes, it is the only way."
Then aloud he said abruptly,
"You are American?"
"Yes."
"A patriotic one?"
The girl flushed. "I guess you've no right to ask such a thing. Of course I am."
"Don't be offended. You wouldn't be if you knew how much there was at stake. But I've got to trust someone, and it must be a woman.